Members of the Prague Assembly on Thursday voted out Mayor Bohuslav Svoboda as well as two other Civic Democrat councillors, leading to the collapse of the coalition. Top 09 prompted the move earlier this week by withdrawing from their coalition agreement on the grounds they could no longer work with their coalition partners on key issues. The former mayor charged, however, that that was only an excuse to break the coalition ahead of elections next year. I spoke to American political analyst Eric Best, asking how he viewed steps taken this week.
Well, I think there is certainly an aspect of it that is a power move. You've got a Top 09, which is considered a right-wing party that wants to take a more dominant position. At the same time, it's under threat from within its own ranks because its relationship to the mayor's organization that it's working with is not so good. So it needs to do something to call attention to itself and to shore up its support in Prague, which is its biggest, most important area. And it doesn't have a strong central figure on the Prague scene. So they can't even decide who to put up as mayor. So I think one aspect of it is that they want to use the next year to promote whomever it is they decide, and so that they would actually have a figure who could run successfully in the next elections. So on that level, it's definitely a power move in the Prague electoral area.
Now, former mayor Bohuslav Svoboda went so far yesterday evening on Czech TV to say that the direction had come directly from the top, or almost top, meaning deputy party leader Miroslav Kalousek, the finance minister. Do you think that there might be truth to that charge, or at the very least that Mr. Kalousek will have been very well informed?
Yes, I think a decision of that magnitude is something that they probably dealt with on the national level. And how the election turns out and how the next year turns out in Prague is also extremely important for the party on the national level. I think Kalousek is involved, and he's probably making most of the decisions. And I think it's a difficult situation for Top 09 from the standpoint of going into a coalition, whether it's an open coalition or kind of a hidden coalition or a supported coalition, with people that just a year or so ago they were calling godfathers and mafia-type people. And now they're going into a coalition with these same people. So I think the strategy will have to be to promote the mayor as much as they can while distancing themselves as much as they can from the negative aspects of it. It's also important to mention that some of the opposition to the mayor, the Civic Democrats, was coming from within his own party. He had taken steps to eliminate some of the Prague chapters to take away their status as a legitimate organization. And because of this, there was definite opposition within his own party to have Bohuslav Svoboda continue as mayor. So I think it's also partly a power play by the members of ODS who see that after the coalition changes, they can actually work more with the new administration than they were able to work with the administration of their own party.
He was mayor for 2.5 years, and at least in terms of the large part of the electorate, he seemed well-liked. He was certainly visible. In your view, how will Progress look back on his tenure?
I think most of them will have a fairly favorable view of him, just as you suggested, with the understanding that he was dealt a very difficult hand, and it was very difficult for him to deal with some of the inherent problems. He came in having to face some very difficult projects that had already gone way over budget, and if he had tried to prosecute anyone for that, then he would have been out of office much sooner than he already is.
Political analyst Eric Best was talking to me there about the situation at Prague City Hall. And if you follow municipal politics in the Czech capital and would like to comment or have any questions, please do so, or please write to us here at the station. The address is english@radio.cz. We'd be very happy to hear what you think and to hear your opinions. Let us know what you think about the end of the coalition and about the end of the tenure of Prague Mayor Bohuslav Svoboda.